Very hard one. I'm not sure I have it erased, but we'll do our best. Hagida li. She'avanafshi. Tell me what I want to hear. The Klal Yisrael says back to the Raya. Where do you take your animals to shepherd? Because you don't tell me. Why should I just be like an avelus, like a covered person, al edrei chaverecha, following around the other adar? Meaning, Amar Knesset HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says it, right? Kol zman she'ata isa roi, lo chatzarti klum. Ve'asher she'nistarta mimeni, tzarech ani lirois atzmi. Ve'in ani yedea ha'mokim. Lachein, hagida li she'ah v'nafshi. Pirish, dover she'nafshi oyava. In other words, like this. When we were with you, we had everything we needed. But now we're not with you anymore. Now they're not with you, we don't have everything we need. Since we don't have everything we need you to tell us how to get those things that we used to have that you used to give us. So that's what he's saying. Tell me, Eicha Sira, where do you take your sheep to go? Eicha Tabitz Batzarayim, where do you let them hang out, chill, whatever? What do you do with your animals? Right? So I need to know because now I have to do it myself. I used to just rely on you, but now I need to do it yourself. I need to do it myself. Okay. Pirish. I'm just gonna be running around otherwise. I'm gonna be amongst the nations. I'm not gonna have any hadrach on anything. So what's the pasuk saying? V'nimshal hu, Yisrael achshav begalus. Now that we're in galus, hechon ha'isa mireh amcha b'yeshuvan. Vegam hecha pizza. Tell me, now that we're in Golos, we're not with you anymore. So tell me, what's the mahalach to be roya the tzoyin? In other words, pirish ki bizmanu beis hamikdash kaim ayilon beis dvarim. So the Gemara says we got from the beis hamikdash two basic things. Number one is mazon. Number one is we were totally supported and sustained by the koyach of the mikdash. Vidira, number two is we got dira from there. I did Beis HaMikdash. Ki mimenu yashku kol ha'adarim. Umaka menucha hi Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is a great place. It's a maka menucha. Ki haroya betoiv tzarech lebeis dvarim. Someone who's a roya requires beis dvarim. That they should have good food to eat, and larbitzam benoiz deshe. She's saying a good shepherd takes care of his animals in two ways. He provides them nourishment, miratoiv, and bin oizdeshe. What's bin oizdeshe? He finds a good geschmack, airy place for me to go hang out. And we have a place to live. So sigh. We have a place to live. You provided us a place to live. And sigh, you provided us nourishment. So now there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who provided us these two things, Mazon and Dira, through the Beis HaMikdash. I'm trying to think what's the significance of these two things. What's the vart of these two things? But apparently, mozoin means basically support, sustenance. So you need that to live. So you provide all of our food. We were oichal al shulchan aviv. So there's one type of relationship you have with a parent. He gives you food. Another thing is he invites you, and he doesn't give you food in your house. He says he invites you to stay by him. So then you have two things. You have a dira and food. Food is one thing, but food is not enough. You need dira. So we had both. A roya looks to have both. And by us in the Beis HaMikdash, we had both. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a place to live. I.e., Eretz Yisrael gave us Mazon, and he supported us. Now we're on our own. So Heichan Tira, where should I find the food? To, like a shepherd that looks for Raya. Heichan Tarbitz Batzarayim, and where do we live? Where should we live? We're stuck. We don't have a place to live. We don't have food to eat. That's what we're saying. Now, on a spiritual level, Lachmoy Hayalanu Mazin. Is Torah is connected to Mazin, and Mitzvah is connected to Makim, to live. I guess the first basic thing is you have to give Torah, because without that, you have no food, you have no nourishment, you have no spiritual nourishment. And the second level after that is you have to give mitzvahs. The mitzvahs provide the context. It's the rest of the relationship, etc. Okay? Now, do they quote, can I see that for a second? Because it looks for the pasuk. And they quote here, I couldn't figure out what they were saying.
Here's base.
But that's what we do?
Honestly, it goes back. Sometimes it's aleph, sometimes it's base. I don't understand.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's why I'm having a hard time following Rabbi Lepianski's also. It seems like it's not what I'm...
Saying aleph and base,
it's not what I'm following, I'll tell you that much.
What you're just saying now is in base.
Right. See, so here, it says in Kapitel, in that's why. It's in the wrong Kapitel. In Kapitel Kufay and Tehillim, to Kuntali, yeah, that's fine. It says like this. In Kapitel Kufay, it talks about Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Vayiten, Vayotzi, Amoy, Vesosin, Barinas, Bechirov, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Vayiten, Lem, Arzos, Goyim, gave us Arzos, Goyim, Vamal, Lumim, Yeroshu, Bavo, Yishmur, Chukov, so that they keep the mitzvahs, Vesayros of Yinsayru, and keep the Torah. So I guess he's saying that the mitzvah is connected the place to live. I'm sorry, and I'm not sure exactly why. And the Torah is connected the mazon. And he says you find every day. Which is the first step. And oilim lebanim should go to mishulchan avim. That's the second thing, mazon. So you see these two things. L'chein sha'alti, hagid al yeicha tira. That is, how do you get mazon? Right? In galus. And eicha tabitz b'tzarayim is, how do I have a dira? Because if you don't show me, then I'm just going to have to run after that on Yisar. So this is where Kalisos comes to the Galus. And they say, I understand, Hashem, you're not going to provide for me anymore. But Abba Biking, show me a little bit. How, what's the secret? How can I support myself in the Galus?
Well, when he's saying Torah, it's talking about Mizmana Galus, it's talking about before Mizmana Galus.
I think he's saying that the schus of the Torah was the schus of the Mazin, and the schus of the Mitzvahs is the schus of the Dira.
Bismana Beis HaMikdash means the schus of Beis HaMikdash, which was Mazin, was to the Torah.
I'm just not sure why. Why I'm not sure why.
It's like three.
Yeah, I just don't understand 100% why Torah is the Mazin more than Mitzvahs is the Dira. I'm assuming because you can't live without Mazin and you can live without Dira. But I don't know if there's like a Ba'atzim, like a connection.
Right, it's also connection to the Torah and Beis HaMikdash, right, to Sral and Mitzvahs.
Right.
Are we saying, you know?
Right. I mean, Torah is connected to Beis HaMikdash, that's what we lost. And this is what we left here. So we didn't have a place to be either. So it's also those two things. He definitely keeps on connecting those two things. Now, so what's the answer? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not shechira. What you do is see lo, go out beikve atzayin, behind the tzayin, or is gid your sayich, and shepherd your young flock Amishkanis Harayim, which we don't have time to see the whole going inside. But essentially what he says is, go in the Ikve Atzayim. Follow the footsteps of your forefathers. Follow your Messiah. Okay? Follow the Messiah, or Re'ias Gid Yosayich, and pass on the Messiah to your children. That's the secret. You know what the secret of the Golas is? Tzi'ilach be'ikve atzayim, Re'ias Gid Yosayich. Unbelievable. Okay? So, this is the, this and this is Taka, the fundamental principle of Klal Yisrael. What's Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is not a nation that is about the here and the now. Klal Yisrael, we are more busy, I imagine more than any other nation, we are much more busy with our past and our future than with our present. We're busy with where we came from, with what the minig is, with what we have before us. And then we're very busy with how do we give it over? How do we keep it? More is like not even the ikar. More people are busy with how to give it over to make sure that the Masurah keeps going than they are busy with themselves. But there's emes to that. That's the key to the goals. That's what he's saying. Si'ilach be'ikve atzayin. You know what the point of the goal is? Go follow the Messiah of your grandparents. Or he is Gid Yosayich, and take that to give over to your children, the Gid Yosayich. And that will be the Shmira in the Gauls. You know, boys say, we only got through 8 psukim or so, but I hope to continue. I think this is a Gishmak Azach to at least get a little further before we switch topics. See how far we can get, but Bezer Hashem. Have a kosh, chag kosh v'smeach. Good to see everybody. And good Yontif.
Shkayach.